Springfield, Massachusetts officials are touting progress on police reforms following a federal investigation that found unconstitutional use of force by narcotics officers. The narcotics unit has been overhauled with new supervisors and policies, according to Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot. Narcotics officers must wear body cameras now. There are new reporting requirements for when a suspect is injured. No civilian complaint has been lodged against a narcotics officer this year, according to Claproot.
So, higher expectations, and they're meeting the standards.
Acting on recommendations from a policing consultant the city hired a few years ago, changes have been made to policies and procedures at the Internal Investigations Unit. The forms needed to file a complaint against or make a compliment about a police officer are now available online.
We've been making great progress with a lot working towards those recommendations.
Still, the Springfield Police have not made changes to use of force training, which was one of the recommendations contained in the scathing U.S. Justice Department report released on July 8th. The federal investigation, which looked at a two-year period, found narcotics officers routinely punched people in the head and neck and used unnecessary takedowns. Police then manufactured official reports to justify the violence.
We are making changes. Personnel, how we choose the personnel, how we train the personnel. We're looking at, before I even put them into narcotics, we go over it and we look at their discipline records, their attendance records. So I think we're on the right path.
At a City Hall press conference, Claproot said policing reforms are a work in progress.
It's more than the community against us. It's more than us against the community or us against DOJ or us against any board. It's teamwork. And the only way we're going to be the best police department possible is to be on the team and not look at as it's us against them. It should be us and you for a better police department.
Claproot says she's looking forward to a public forum on police-community relations scheduled on September 26th. Because of the pandemic, it will be held remotely. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city's been cooperating with the DOJ and is fully committed to reforming the police department.
And I want to again reiterate that what has occurred in the past should not have happened. And our goal is to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Last month, Sarno announced he'd hired retired Massachusetts Chief Justice Roderick Ireland, a Springfield native, to advise him on reforming the police department. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said making the Springfield Police Department better should dramatically reduce the number of lawsuits alleging officer misconduct.
The police misconduct cases have reached a height that I've never seen them before in both the amounts of the verdicts and the numbers have had an uptick as well.
According to the DOJ, Springfield between 2006 and 2019 spent $5.25 million to settle police misconduct complaints. Bridgeport, Connecticut, a city of comparable size, paid just under $250,000 in settlements during the same period. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.